Well, your revenue is going to be there because by not expanding it, we've lost probably 30,000. This number has been thrown out there 100 times, 30,000 plus jobs. Lives are lost. Infant mortality is up. Hospitals are closing. We've lost probably like $1.8 billion in revenue. That's how you're going to pay for it. Because right now we are providing 70% of the cost in Medicaid. Alabama's already doing that. Now, with the Medicaid expansion, it's reduced year all the way down to 3 years. And then we got to come up with at least half of that. Mm-hmm. So it's a 50-50 proposition. But look what we've just did. We've put 30,000 people back to work, revenue. We've reopened some medical facilities, maybe not all the hospitals, but we can open up some medical facilities in these areas. It may be a 50-bed unit to where we could get them there and then transfer them to a major hospital later on. We can do those things. But your revenue is again, will be generated. How did we find $3 million all of a sudden when the sitting governor came into office that she boasted she only had 3 hours to prepare for and found $3 million right off the bat to motivate people to go out and look for work? You got career centers everywhere. We got to look at how we're duplicating services in Alabama. There's a lot of duplication of services. And so we got to a good administrator, a good executive office will come in and will coalesce a team of good minds and say, look, we have got to cut out the waste. And once we cut the waste out, your money is going to be there. We know why Medicaid expansion was not signed. There were governors in other states, Republican governors, who signed on to the Medicaid expansion. There were governors in other states who was pushing the affordable health care. It wasn't until it received the name of Obamacare that everybody went, ooh.
That's why it wasn't adopted here, you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's the sad part about it. And so infant mortality rate went up. Older people could not get their medicine. That's inhumane to think that we are in a civilized country, the best state in the country, and yet we refuse to provide health care to these people. Yet we refuse to make sure that they have access to good health care. We didn't sit back and say, okay, let us come up with a plan. We just don't want this. But we had no alternative. We didn't bring a plan to the table saying we can do this to make sure that our citizens in Alabama will be well taken care of. And no one on the opposing party is not even talking about the number of healthcare facilities that have been closed. No one on the opposing party has even talked about the infant mortality rate, but they'll talk about education, but they won't go to the heart of the problem. And the problem is that we are not paying close attention and we're not being compassionate and we're not funding and we can fund. Alabama is not broke. We just got to put the money where it should be.